Hey guys, welcome back to Updated AF Collective, the podcast. I am your host, Megan Wirth. If you are a longtime listener, welcome back. If you are a newer listener, which I do have a lot of newer listeners, welcome to the show. And it's so good to have you here. Today's episode is going to be on the five simple reasons why you are not accomplishing your goals. And these are really simple reasons that, you know, once you know what they are, it's hard to not recognize it if you are doing one of these things. Okay. So guys, we're going to break it down, get out a pen and paper, start writing this stuff down because it's such good information. Only because if you're one of those people that are like, you feel stuck or you can't figure out why you're not accomplishing your goals, I have some things that you need to hear, and maybe you'll have a light bulb moment and you're like, oh, that's why, or that's what I'm doing. I'm just trying to bring the unconscious to your conscious brain. Okay, guys, welcome back to Updated AF. Welcome to the Updated AF Collective podcast, where we celebrate the power and resilience of women. Join me as we dive into inspiring stories, engage in meaningful conversations, and explore topics that empower women from all walks of life. I believe that every woman has a unique strength within her, waiting to be unleashed. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a leader, a creative, a caregiver, or simply on your own personal journey, this podcast is for you. Together, we'll share stories of triumph, discuss strategies for success, and provide a supportive space for women to connect and grow. Get ready for real, authentic conversations that ignite your inner strength and inspire you to chase after your dreams fearlessly. Welcome to the Updated AF Collective. Okay, we're just going to jump right into it. The five reasons why you are not accomplishing your goal. Reason number one is the lack of clarity. And this one's my favorite one, so I put it for number one. Your goals aren't clearly defined. It's hard to know what steps to take to achieve them. I'm in real estate, you guys, and I get first-time home buyers all the time that it was always their, you know, dream to own a house. You know, they're the first people in their family to own a home or whatever the case is. They want to own a house, right? So we're just going to use that as an example. And so when I have these consultations with them, and I ask them, okay, so tell me what you're looking for. And they'll tell me everything on their list, you know, mostly the high priced homes completely way out of their budget, right? Which is fine. And I'll ask them, okay, where do you want to live? Like what location? And again, they'll have some sort of idea. They'll have a direction, right? They'll have some sort of idea of what they're looking for, what they want in the location. But when it comes down to the finer details, again, what can they afford? What are the property taxes in that? What do the houses look like that fit their budget? What are they comfortable paying monthly? The details aren't there, right? But again, that's why they're reaching out to me as a real estate agent. They get to bounce those ideas off of me and I can give them the reality, right? It same goes for you want to go and be a public speaker. And you're like, this is it. Like, this is what I want to do. I'm going to work towards that goal. I have it on my vision board. So it's going to come true, right? So you have all the things and you're going to these events and you're doing your research. I'm still battling like some sinus issues. So you're doing all your research, which is the right thing to do. You need clarification. So for example, the house, what are you comfortable paying? You need to figure out, if you're comfortable paying a $2,000 a month mortgage payment, okay, well, how much does a house cost that's going to keep us around that mortgage payment? What interest rate do we need? What can we afford in the area that we want to live in? What are the property taxes? Like, these are the finer details. Same for public speaking or whatever you want to do. Okay, like, how do I get that? How do I build my brand? What do I need to do? What classes do I need to take? Do I need a life coach? Do I need a business coach? What do I need to do so that I can start looking at the finer details? Because those little tiny details is what's going to keep you on track versus without those finer details, you don't know where you're going, what you're doing, you're just looking at, you know, people on Instagram, or you're going to motivational speaking events and stuff like that, and you're just looking at them and you're just like, how do I get to there? How do I get on that stage? And how am I going to be able to do what they're doing? But what you don't see is that they started from little tiny micro habits. They started researching. They read books. They took classes. You know, there's that Toastmasters class that you can take. If you're new to public speaking, there are local meetup groups, and there are business coaches and life coaches that can help you fine tune your keynote speech. Okay. Or that book you want to write. Oh my gosh, writing a book is so freaking hard because of the tiny, tiny little details. Tiny freaking details. I'm talking like there's multiple different styles of editors that you have to go through. You have to find a literary agent. And that's just if you want to go publishing. If you want to go self-publishing, that's a whole nother world. I'm just saying, like, you need to define clarity and those little tiny details. They matter, because those little breadcrumbs is what's going to lead you to your final outcome. You need to write all that stuff down. That's what I had to do when it came to writing my book. I needed a checklist. And I do this for my buyers too. When I do my job for real estate, I do this for my buyers. Like, there's a checklist. So it kind of gives you a roadmap or a blueprint of like where you need to be going and the direction you needed to be heading. Okay. Those little tiny details matter. Look at them. And if you don't know how to, like, I guess, like, obtain the little details or learn about the little details, again, there's books. You guys, books are free. You can get them at a library, or you can pay like $10 on Amazon. Most books are free. People have taken their knowledge, their very successful plan, their blueprint, their trial and error. You know, you don't reinvent the wheel. They took everything that they know and put it inside of a book. And there are people walking around here, like, in today's world, and they're just like oblivious. They're so frustrated. They don't understand why they're not accomplishing their goals. This was me, by the way. I'm not talking about other people. This is literally what I used to do before I was a big reader. And there's people that are giving this information out saying, hey, like, if I can do it, you can do it. This is what I did to do it. Here's the freaking map. Here's the blueprint. Pick up a book, you guys. Or, like I said, if you can afford it, get a life coach, because they are worth every single freaking penny to have access to a human being when you need it, especially if you have that one-on-one coaching, to have access to somebody who's already doing what you want to be doing is priceless. Absolutely freaking priceless. Okay. They're worth a shit ton of money. It is worth every penny. I had two business coaches, and then also my team lead on my real estate group. He's a freaking real estate genius. So of course I attached myself to him and was like, tell me everything. Teach me everything. And again, we had to start off with the basics. When I tell you we started off with the basics, I mean like practicing phone calls of just how to talk to potential buyers and sellers. Okay. That's how simply you just got to break it down. So then we have number two, procrastination. And if you go back and listen to episode 26, I believe it was 26, it's called the 7-second rule. I break it down for you. I almost said it breaks it down. I break it down for you of what, you know, procrastination is. It's obviously a lack of motivation. And 7-second rule episode is saying that you have 7 seconds from the time you get that little bit of motivation, when you feel the motivation, because there's a difference between, and oh gosh, well, there's a difference between Mel Robbins' 5-second rule and then my 7-second rule. If you feel that little bit of motivation and you want to make the most out of it, you're like, this is it. This is my 7 seconds. You have 7 seconds to get up and start moving towards that thing that you're supposed to be doing. Whether it's you're supposed to be getting up and going to the gym, you feel it, right? You're like, yes, like, today's it. I feel so good. You're waking up out of bed. You're starting to stretch. And if you don't start physically getting up, putting on your shoes and moving in the direction of getting out the door or whatever it is, that 7 seconds is going to go by and your brain will start negotiating with yourself and like, you know what? Like, it's so cold, it's raining. Let's just do it later tonight. It's supposed to clear up. We'll just do it after we drop the kids off at school or whatever the case is. Your brain will start negotiating because you haven't built that habit yet. You don't have those neural connectors. So your brain is trying to convince you that taking the path of least resistance is what's going to keep you comfortable. And that's what you want to do. It's going to tell you that. No, we don't need to go and knock out another chapter of that book. We're tired. It's been a long day. Let's go sit down and watch Netflix and drink a glass of wine and stuff. You know, your brain will start talking you out of anything after 7 seconds. Motivation doesn't come for long periods of time. It comes for little spurts, okay? Just like little spurts of energy. It comes for little spurts, and then you only get it for about 7 seconds, again, before it's either one, a memory, and you're just like, you forget about it, you forget to do that thing, or you negotiate yourself from doing that thing. Number three, fear of failure. Being afraid to fail might hold you back from risks or trying new things that could help you achieve your goals. You're more worried about failing. I feel like more people are worried about failing because of they're afraid to look stupid in front of their friends. What is their family going to think? You know, they, for example, like I did for a while have a fear of failing. I didn't want to quit my job in law enforcement and then move to a completely new state just to have to move back to California and become a cop again. And my biggest fear was, what are people going to think? It wasn't the fact that I was trying and putting myself out there and in hopes that like everything works out. Like, it wasn't that. Like, I wanted to try it. I wanted to try it. But then I was like, everybody's watching me. Everybody's watching me. My friends, my family, and you know, even some people at the PD were like joking. They're like, yeah, we'll see you back here in a year. So don't get too comfortable in Texas and stuff like that. And I'm like, ew, I want to prove them wrong. And it was I don't think for me, it was a fear of failure because I know I can always go back. It was a fear of what is everybody going to think. And I stopped caring after maybe about 6 or 7 months of physically being here in Texas and starting in real estate and stuff like that too. Like, I don't care anymore. If I fail, at least I can say I tried, because a lot of people don't even try. And I remember working at the police department and just being around like really miserable people. They didn't want to be there and nobody liked their job. The way we were treated was absolute crap, especially in 2020. Police officers were treated like garbage, not by the public. I mean, yeah, the public hated us because there was a whole shift in, you know, what was going on in 2020 around the world. And we all felt it with the protesting and COVID and everything. The whole world was just waking up to a lot of bullshit. And so, but what was going on within police departments, I can't speak for others. I'll speak for my own. We weren't treated well. I think shit just hit the fan and nobody knew what to do. Leadership just like lost their damn minds. So, you know, like I needed out. A lot of people decided to stay. A lot of people did leave, but a lot of people decided to stay because they, again, that fear of failure. I feel like it's like, cause they kept telling me like, you're so brave. Like, how do you just do that? How do you just sell your house and just move? And I'm like, my fear of being here overrides my fear of failing in Texas. I can always come back. I can always go back and do this job. I can get picked up as a police officer anywhere. That's not a problem. But what is everybody going to think? So if that's you, or you do have that fear of failure, it takes time. And this is where I feel like a life coach or a good mindset book or a good mindset podcast is going to come and help you. And again, you need to rewire your brain. Mindset work is a lot of just rewiring your brain, making brand new neural connections to where you are building confidence. If you lack confidence, then yeah, you're going to fall into the trap of fear of failure, fear of what is everybody going to think of me. And it's just done at that point. Then you will fail. I'm sorry to say, like, you have to have a good mindset because you are going to quit before you should. A lot of people quit real estate. They give up after a year. Some of them give up after 2 years because they don't have the mindset for it. Plain and simple. Like, it's hard work and it does look like you're failing in the slower months. It looks like, wow, like shit, like I'm failing. Like, I don't know what I should be doing. I feel like I'm doing all the things, but I feel like I should be doing more. And so a lot of people go back to their 9-to-5 job. I'm not going back. Like, I feel like I will come up with something else if I ever had to like leave real estate. I would come up with something. I jokingly say like, I'll work a pole before I ever become a cop again. Distractions is number four. I love this one because, oh my God, if you are like me, I have ADHD. I'm constantly looking at shiny objects. And I love this saying. I don't know who said it, but it's a really old saying from a motivational speaker from a long time ago. It was an old speech I heard, but he made a comment that said, you know, if you're not careful, distractions will look like opportunities. This goes back to lack of clarity, rule number one. If you don't have that clarity of where you're going, that roadmap, that blueprint, if you will, you're going to look at distractions as opportunities. What do I mean by that? So we'll just use my job, for example, because real estate comes with like a lot. There's a lot going on in real estate. And I didn't know this. I didn't even know the real estate world until I got into it. But there's a lot of like realtors who are these like big time influencers. I mean, some of them are motivational speakers and they sell billions of dollars of real estate a year. I'm probably just making that up. It's probably millions, but I don't know. But they're highly followed. They speak around the world. They go to conferences. They speak to other real estate teams, like these high producing teams, and motivate them and give them knowledge and educate them and all this other stuff. Then there's real estate agents that not only they're doing, you know, high ticket sales, but then they're also, again, motivational speakers. And then they have a podcast. And then some of them are also doing content creation. It's like, there's so much going on that it's exhausting. And I am trying to keep up with every single one of these freaking people. Like, and I'm looking at it as like, I need to be doing this. I need to be doing that. And like, no, I don't. Right now, I need to be learning the basics. I don't need to be going 100 miles per hour trying to do every single thing, even though I do want to do speaking and stuff like that. And I am, and I'm getting into that. Next year, I'll be in Puerto Rico speaking at a women's conference. And I'm slowly building that foundation. But if I am not careful, I look at everybody around me as like, I need to be doing these things. And it's just a huge distraction. I need to stay focused and I need to stay on point. If this is you, maybe recognize it. If that's not the path you're going down, don't go down that path. If somebody else is doing it and they're making it look good and they're making it look easy and you're like, wow, I need to be doing that too. And it has nothing to do with what you should be doing. Again, having a crystal freaking clear goal and plan is key. It is absolutely freaking essential because, again, distractions will look like opportunities. And then we're going to wake up 5 years down the road and be like, how the fuck did I get here? I took a turn somewhere and now I am doing something else that I don't even want to be doing. I don't even know how I got to this point. The only reason why I'm talking about this is because this is literally happening to me. It's not happening to me right now, but it has happened to me in the past. And that's why I've come up with this list, because I'm like, oh God, if I'm doing it, other people are doing it. I'm like ripping out my hair. You can't see me right now, but I'm just like, oh, I cannot just like express this enough. Okay. Lack of planning. Without a solid plan in place, it's easy to get off track or lose motivation on the path to achieving your goals. Lack of planning is going to cause a lot of frustration in your life. It's like, for example, like you're packing for a trip and you have a plan or whatever, you know where you're going, but you need to pack the essentials and you don't pack the essentials and you get to your trip, you unpack and realize, you know, you're in 30 degree weather and you've only packed for 80 degree weather. It's just like you are so unprepared because you didn't plan for the right trip. Going back to lack of clarity. Where do you want to go? get a coach, get a life coach, get a business coach. I don't care. Get a fucking manifestation coach. I don't care what coach you get. Pick a coach, pick a podcast, read a book, read lots and lots of books, because it's going to help you plan on what you need to do and the direction that you need to go while staying in that same direction. So it is very, very, very important that you plan. You plan for what is to come. You plan for the journey. You plan for what it's going to take to accomplish this goal, and you plan in advance. I'm not saying you should do what I did and quit your job, move to another state, and start a new life like a freaking felon. Starting over, trying to hide. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just saying, like, you need to have a plan. And if that plan fails, you need to plan for a plan B. Have a plan C. For me, I didn't have a plan B. My plan B was to go back to California and become a cop again. But now that I'm physically here and I've been here for 2 years, I have a plan B. I also have a plan C. And it's so that I can stay an entrepreneur. I don't ever want to go back to a 9-to-5 job. I love having clients. I love getting to pick and choose my clients. I love having the podcast. And now I'm getting into speaking and chipping away at this book. Okay, you guys need to have a plan. Plan for everything. And on that note, you guys, thank you so, so much for listening to this week's podcast. I hope you got something out of it. I appreciate you guys listening, and I appreciate if you guys would leave me a honest review, a rating, subscribe, follow, and then you can follow me on social media. All of the things are in the show notes, like the links. Thanks. I really kind of like the idea. So last episode, I recommended a book, and I kind of really like the idea of recommending a book a week, only because, again, like, the podcast is supposed to bring you value. And I think by recommending a book, it's bringing you value. I read so many books, and I want to share them with the world. Like, I wish that I had more friends that read, or at least read what I read. Cause like, I have friends that read, but they don't read what I read. And I want to be like, I want to shout it from like the freaking mountains. Like, this book is amazing. And I want to just start putting like maybe a book a week in the show notes, just so that you can either, like, I'll put the Amazon link, or just go to your library or order it on Audible or whatever the case is. But there are so many good books out there. And then a couple of you guys, which I love, I love, love, love. Thank you so much for DMing me on Instagram. I absolutely love it. And asking for book recommendations. So having a book in the show notes is going to be one of my new things. Eventually, I think I can see myself having a book club. But for right now, I don't have time. I'm a single mom. I'm doing, again, like, multiple things all at the freaking same time, but it doesn't matter. The book club will come later. I would love to have a freaking book club. And I was talking to one of the girls that was on the podcast, Katie Fenske, and I know she wants to have a book club. So maybe we'll collaborate. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, you guys, I hope you have a great, great, great rest of the week. And thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. Thank you for the ones that have left reviews. And share the podcast. Please share the podcast. I love when I get tagged in different group chats on Facebook and stuff like that. It gets me so excited. It literally makes my day. All I want to do is just bring value and share my experiences with everybody. Okay. I love you guys so, so much. I hope you have a good rest of the week, and I'll see you next week. Bye. Mwah.